ध्रुव पत्रा।
What is something you did not like at the time, but you are glad happened?
Your hypothesis is that, so I did not like my undergrad experience at all, but your hypothesis is that I may have benefited from that experience because I came out pretty hungry and determined and motivated into grad school, and I'm okay going with your hypothesis.
Meg Mitchell. What is something that you did not like at the time, but you are glad happened?
And this can be any, like, I guess anything
Anything,
in
yeah.
work or life or anything.
Yeah.
I think that's hard for me to answer. I'll answer with something fairly random. So, on my desk is this thingy, which is like one of the random swags you get like at a conference at someone's thing. And I always thought that it was such a like such a piece of trash. Like I didn't even know what it was. I like didn't even know where I got it. But now that I have a three monitor setup with multiple cords, I realize that you
Oh.
can put the cords through it. Like I don't know, can you see? Like this.
Yeah, I see.
It holds it in place so I can move my laptop and then put it back and just plug all the cords for the monitors because it just holds it in
Yeah,
place.
I
And so
see.
it went from being like this piece of trash to like this. This is an amazing tool. I don't know how I ever lived
Yeah,
without
yeah.
it.
But how did you figure out that you could use it this way?
I'm pretty
It just.
smart. I was just staring at it and was like, hey.
Antonio Torralba. What is something you did not like at the time, but you are glad happened?
I guess you mean something deeper than dental surgery, no?
Anything, yeah, anything you'd like to share.
That was something that had to happen, and I'm glad it happened.
Yeah. Elon Baru. What is something you did not like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
Oh, there's many things, but often I know that at some point later I'm going to like it. So, something recent. Well, for example, when I moved to my apartment, I didn't realize like it has a like doorman and stuff, and I had never had a doorman building before. And I was really annoyed by it at the beginning because I felt like you always have these people you have to say. I'm an introvert. It cost me to say hi and bye day and like how was your day and stuff. And also this sense that I can't really have a private life anymore because they know everyone who's coming and going. And so I was a bit annoyed by that. But actually, they're super nice and also it's very convenient when I get heavy furniture that I actually take it to my apartment, which you know. My standard up to now was really like carrying this bookcase step by step over a walk-up building, which I can do. And now I don't have to do that anymore. So I thought it was bad. And at the point when I got into this building, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to hate it. But I don't really. And now I like it much, so I could do it.
Jitendra Malik. What is something you did not like at the time, but you're glad happened?
I think maybe I think it's it there are certain failures in life, okay, in the sense that okay, I was trying for job X. I'm not going to name the X and Y.
Hmm.
I was trying for job X.
Hmm.
I didn't get X. I got Y.
Hmm.
At that time, X was my dream job.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
And I'm so, so glad that I took Y.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are... I mean, that's a kind of thing which people would describe as rationalization, right? You get something, you wanted something else, and now you just adjust your expectations and say, oh, what I have is what is great.
Mm.
Of course, in the short run, that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the long run, I think one can be more objective.
Yeah.
And so actually, when I got my job at Berkeley, I'll not mention what, there was some other university I really wanted to go to, which I did not get a job at. And I'm so, so glad that I actually went to Berkeley.
Yeah. Hugo La Rochelle. What is something you didn't like at the time, but you're glad happened?
Well, I guess, not too seriously. I don't know if you know me then, but I had like way shorter hair than this before. And then we had our third daughter. And so I was at home and my hair was relatively long. And also I just couldn't really get out of the house and go get it cut. So it just got longer and longer. And like to a point where it wasn't like particularly nice, but then at some point for anyone who I guess grows their hair, there's this period where you know not particularly attractive or where you don't particularly have a nice look, but then I guess it got to a point where it was like fine, it was nice enough, I guess. I got it to a point where it looked like an actual haircut. And that, I've not gone back since then. Like for some reason, I've had a few, I would get like, you know, comparisons to, it seems weird to mention. Some people know about this also because it's been mentioned on social media as a joke, but like be compared to Johnny Depp a few times.
I see.
Only men, though. I don't know why. Only men would tell me that I look like somewhat look like Johnny Depp. So that is maybe something like otherwise. And it works fine because I think that Johnny Depp is probably my wife's favorite actor of all time. So that turned out great. But there was definitely this awkward period for a bit. Otherwise, I mean, I guess maybe somewhat more seriously, I would say... I mean, there's not specific moment, but definitely like whenever, I guess these are the great moments in terms of personal development is whenever like you make a mistake and then you just know you've made a mistake and you need to either apologize or something like that. Like that really sucks. But the minute you've apologized or you've sort of like owned up your actions, I find there's always this really nice feeling after. We just feel like, okay, you've done the right thing, but also maybe you've learned something about that.
Hmm.
And this question makes me like reminds me that this is something that I've sort of realized is embracing that more is it's a useful thing, but also it's something that makes me appreciate life in some way more. You know, like less. I don't know. It makes me feel like it's nice to know that it's fine to make mistakes. And so once you know that you're going to get this reward once you sort of own up to your mistakes, that's actually like a really nice thing to sort of discover or appreciate.
Yeah. Well. Joel Pinot. What is something you didn't like at the time, but you're glad happened?
When I this goes way back. When I was a PhD student, as part of my qualifiers for the PhD, we had to do the speaking qualifier where you have to give a talk. Mm-hmm. So I gave a talk and I failed my qualifier. And I thought I was a decent speaker. I still think I was a decent speaker, but the committee decided I had not covered enough background material for my audience when I had given a tutorial with the background material the week before, but they didn't know this. Anyways.
I see.
But that was like really a shock to me. I was like, what? I think it was a shock to my pride, of course. It was a shock to my sense of perception, who I thought I was a decent speaker. Yeah. And it really served to really motivate me and kind of just the, regardless of what happened that day in that room, really like, you know, the importance of giving good talks and spending time to do it and think carefully about how you want to do it and so on. It just kind of really raised the importance of that. And I since then have spent a lot of time to do that and worked hard on doing that, and something that's still to this day that I spend a lot of energy on. And I think it pays off in many ways to communicate your ideas, to get people excited about your ideas. It really helps to give good talks. So yeah, but at the time I was not happy.
Noah Smith. What is something you didn't like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
Probably some of the courses I took in grad school. Like I'm not going to call out specific courses because who knows, somebody who taught that course might watch it. But I took some classes that I did not love at the time and didn't get me super excited about the subject matter. And later was glad that I knew something about those areas.
Bill Freeman. What is something that you didn't like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
There's so many of them. So one was living in China for a year. So my wife and I did that 1987 to 88 after we got married, but before we started having kids, so we could have that experience. And it was a really hard year. We lived in a really polluted city. I was sick all the time. All the foreigners were sick all the time. And, you know, you're in a foreign country where you speak a little bit of the language, but not much of the language. You're just constantly an outsider. And it was so depressing to be, you know, to be outside, to be not know what the jokes were, to not know subtleties for a whole year. That was hard. But I'm glad I did it. It sort of got it out of my system. Now I have this kind of, I feel like I have this strong connection with China and with my Chinese graduate students. And it was a nice cultural experience, but it was a hard year.
Aishwarya Agrawal. What is something that when it happened, you didn't like it, but now in hindsight, you're glad it happened?
I don't have a strong answer. Yeah. I don't know. Can't think of anything.
Yeah. Ayanna Howard. What is something that you didn't like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
What I didn't like at the time. Oh, so what I didn't like at the time, this was a long time ago. It was probably about 15 years. When I was moving from government lab to academia, I interviewed at a number of places, and there was this one place that didn't make me an offer. It was actually the only place that didn't. And I was really, really disappointed. And it ended up being the best decision ever, because if I'd been made that offer, I might have went there, and that would have been the worst thing ever for my career.
Interesting. Derek Hoyam. What is something you didn't like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
Well, I think that like being forced to switch advisors when I was a PhD student. So my first advisor was left to start a company like in my second year. And mm-hmm. so then I had to find a new advisor and it was kind of stressful. Mm-hmm. But then I started working with Alyosha and Marcel, which I liked a lot. So
yeah,
it was good.
Rahul Subtankar. What is something you didn't like at the time, but you're glad it happened?
Glad it happened. So a couple of years ago, we were about to go on a trip, a nice scuba diving vacation, a couple of weeks. And the day before, I happened to leave, I had a single point of failure. I put my passport, camera, everything in one bag, and I briefly went to visit a friend, and my stuff got stolen.
Oh, wow.
And so my wife and I lost our passports, computers, my backup stuff, almost everything. And so we were completely stranded. So that was really hard at the time for a moment because, you know, it meant we were stuck in transit without all these things. So the experience was valuable in, not in the fact that, being resilient about your vacation, but what I actually did also lose was when I came back, I learned that the backups that I had about all my papers and my CV and so on also got trashed. My hard disk died. So I actually lost all that material. Wow. So I don't have, source code for a lot of things, except for what was in the cloud. And then I realized actually made zero impact on my life. So this thing that I was attached to, was really not that important. And yes, I got a new passport, got a new laptop. It was empty. And, we went back on the trip 6 months later and it was a fantastic trip. And, I never bothered making my CV again because at some point I will, but I will need to in between. And, I accept the fact that, the Postgres files or whatever I have of some of my old work is all I have. But it did remind me that we have this expectation of wanting something to be permanent, wanting to hoard something, being attached to it, and attaching value to these things, even memories. And really, they don't really matter that much. And I think it helped ground me, it helped force me to say, look, if you really do value your present rather than your past and future, then this is an opportunity to really experience that. And so I'm not thrilled that it happened, but I found it a valuable lesson. And I had talked to other people who, mentioned to me that, they'd had accidents or been paralyzed and other things, and that people's happiness level returns normal, and that in many ways, the things that we think we value a lot are really not that important. And maybe that can help us let go of some of the fears that we have in life in general.
Interesting.
And I think maybe generalizing to that, I think accepting your own mortality, the fact that you are, a very transient pattern here, I think it's valuable.
Jeff Dean. What is something you didn't like at the time, but now you're glad it happened?
I wasn't sure I would like managing technical teams. And when I first started it, I was a little apprehensive, and I've grown to appreciate it and accept it over time.
Jiabin Huang. What is something that you did not like at the time, but you're glad now that it happened?
Let's see. Didn't like at that time, but glad it happened. I couldn't think of any. Sorry, I don't recall any particular instance that.
Yeah, that's fine.